Hey, good morning, everyone. Again, you know how much I love math, and I know how much most of you hate math. So I'm gonna keep this easy today, but you are gonna have a math lesson. So one of my biggest things about loving math in general is that everything that God has created, there is order to everything. Sometimes we look at things and we're like, oh, the Big Bang Theory caused a bunch of chaos. But the way that God created things was not like that. He put everything in exact order. Everything duplicates and multiplies according to how he created it to do. So today I'm going to talk about how we are that way. We are to multiply according to his word. Okay, so the title of my message is called To the Power. And so before I get to the board, I want to talk a little bit about that. So we should not all think that God has an exact formula in our Christian walk. Okay, so a lot of times, just in general, we can sometimes get into just living like the routine of life, and it's like we're robots, like we get up, we go to work, we get home, we take care of the family, we go to bed, and we get up and go to work. It's like the same routine all the time. And sometimes we can feel like we're just robots, but we're not. God has created each and every one of us with unique personalities, unique characteristics. I have fingerprints that only I have. You each have fingerprints that only you have. Only God's amazing design is that way. Amen. So, just like that in our lives, we're not following a program in our spiritual walk either. We are following the Spirit of the Lord. So, maybe God is speaking to some of you, some of either any of us, all of us, to spend more time in prayer. Maybe we need to pray for a certain person. Maybe he's calling us to spend just some time alone with him, okay? Or maybe he wants us to listen to songs about him. Maybe he wants us to visit someone or spend some valuable time with our families. Maybe there's a relationship in our lives that needs to be mended or reconciled. Maybe God is testing our spiritual maturity by seeing if we're going to be patient or not. Don't ever think that what God is telling you to do is more or less important than anyone else, because our God is a purposeful God. He's not reckless. He's not careless. He is not nonchalant. Romans 5:20, the second part of that says, "Where sin abounds, God's grace does much more abound." Never fall to the lie that you are not able to receive forgiveness. If you come to Jesus, you receive grace. If you walk away from Jesus, you're walking away from grace. So Jesus, he's seated at the right hand of God. And we know that means authority, right? We know that Jesus spoke to us that he has given us all power over all of the power of the enemy, right? So we understand that it comes from him. We can only do so much on our own, but to the power of Jesus, we can do anything. This is God's math. Jesus said in John 14:13 that whatever we ask the Father in his name, according to his will, he hears us. Amen. Do you believe that he hears you? Do you believe that his heart is for you? Jesus, his name is the name above all names. Our part is to believe in his name, to have faith in his name, to listen and obey what he is speaking. Amen. Okay, so I'm gonna throw you this concept. So I'm gonna call this being exponentially greater, okay? All right, so this right here is a base, okay? So like this is the number one. I'm gonna make it where I don't think I like this marker. Can't do it. Switch that one. Okay, so this is the number one. All right, so imagine this is you or me. Okay, we're one. Okay, This is a base, and if any of you are familiar with this concept, this is an exponent, okay? So it can be any number. Usually it starts with 2. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm not going to make it too complicated, okay? So I'm just going to try to keep this simple. So 1, which is the base, and then 2 is the exponent, means 1 to the power of 2, okay? So 1 to the power of 2. Everybody got that? I'm not losing yet. Okay, so what this means is you take 1 and multiply it 2 times, okay? All right. What is 1 times 1? It's 1. Okay? So, I want you to think about you are 1. And any number, it doesn't matter how many times you multiply 1 by itself, it's always 1. Correct? Okay. Now I'm going to throw in this. So, when you receive Jesus, you're not one anymore. Jesus comes into you and you are two. You and Jesus together. Okay? So you're never alone. It's never just you anymore. Okay? So, if you're just one, and you try to do all works, all these good works, and you try to do everything in your life that's right, you can take 1 to the power of 10. Say you did 10 awesome things in your life. Say you did 10 good things, or say it was 100. It doesn't matter how many good works, 1 times 1 times 1 times 1 is always 1, okay? So say it's you and Jesus, okay? That's 2. Okay? So this exponent, it can be anything in your life. Okay, so let's make it 4. So those can be anything. Reading the Bible, praying, studying, sharing the gospel, being faithful to your job, being faithful to your family. All of these things are good things, right? So now I'm going to throw this at you and see if you can grasp this concept. So 2 to the power of 4 means 2 is multiplied by itself 4 times, okay? Can you all see this? If you can't, I'll try and make it bigger. Everybody see that? Okay, so 2 times 2 is 4. 4 times 2 is 8, times 2 is 16, okay? So it's always greater. Anytime any person has united with Jesus, everything in their life, even if it's a little thing, if it's just a couple things, if it's a million things, 2 to the power of anything is greater than 1, right? Okay, so let me put this in a visual so you can see what it means for you. This is you, okay? And you add Jesus. Everything that you do to the power of Jesus is unlimited, okay? You with Jesus in your life can accomplish anything. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Now, do you get that concept that this is how God created us to be? God did not create us to be just by ourselves. God created us to have a relationship with Him, to always be with Him, because it is through Jesus that everything in your life is multiplied. Okay? So, let's see. I want to turn to some scripture. Go ahead and turn to Philippians chapter 4. And this is Paul speaking, and I'm going to read this out of the New Living, but I also like how King James puts it. And this is how Paul was a minister, and he went through so many different things. And I want you to know that we are all going through some hard things, okay? So sometimes we're all going through this, but we have to remember God's truth. So I'm going to start at verse 12. It says, Philippians 4, verse 12. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. Or in the King James, it says, I know how to live abased or to abound. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. And he's talking about physical things in his life, okay? And then verse 13 says, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. And then verse 14, so Paul is thanking the Philippians that when he had little, God provided these people in his life to make it through so that he had what he needed. Okay, so you have to understand that that is a promise for you, that even if you feel like you are little, you feel like there's not much in your life, that you feel like whether it be emotions or finances or physical things that you're going through in your body, whatever it is, when you feel like there's just nothing there, that you're kind of leaning on nothing, you have to know that you, to the power of Jesus, is unstoppable. Okay? So Mark 4:20 is the last part of that verse. It says, hear the word and receive it. And what it does is it brings forth fruit. And then the word, it says, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So you have to understand that the way that this multiplication works in your life is by first you have to hear it and you have to receive it by faith. Okay, so Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if what you do, say you have received Jesus, but what you do is you try to do everything on your own. You just try to just be one, okay? Then what happens is you're blocking off all of the power that you could have through Jesus by not listening to his voice, okay? But you need his voice in your life in order to let everything be multiplied in your life. In order to receive the promises of God, you have to hear and believe that they're true, amen? Okay, and then I want you to turn to Matthew 25. And I'm going to start at verse 14. And I want you to understand, you know, God created each one of us with talents and abilities that even if you don't know Jesus, you can still be successful. Because God created his people to be, he blessed them with his wisdom and his might. So even if you don't serve Jesus, it doesn't mean you won't ever be successful. But what it means is you will always be one. You will always be by yourself. And you can have success and you can have riches and you can have honor and you can have greatness. But when it's only you, you will find as you go through life that that is a very lonely number. When it's only you and you can have relationships that satisfy that for a little bit. You can have people in your life that seem to satisfy that for a little bit, your parents or your spouse or kids or whatever. But it is never enough because you are meant to be one with the Lord. Amen? So this is Matthew 25. I'm going to start at verse 14. This is the parable of the three servants. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip. So Jesus knew, before I continue on, Jesus knew the abilities of each servant. He had seen what they accomplished, and he knew what they could handle. And so he gave out this responsibility based on how he knew they could handle it. It was their choice to handle it. Verse 16. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, "Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." The servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 2 more. And the master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Then the servant with the 1 bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate." And I'm going to pause right there. So Jesus is the master, okay? And what you have to understand is a master, all of the things in the universe are owned by God, okay? All of it. But each of us is given a responsibility of our faith, our families, our finances, our choices that we make in life, our walk with Jesus, the talents and the abilities that he's given us. Those are our responsibilities. And none of us can impose on each other's responsibilities. So like, for example, the man with 5 talents, he did not say to the man with 2 talents, "Give me your 2 talents because I can make them greater." The man with 2 talents didn't go to the one with 1 talent and say, "You're not going to use yours, so I might as well take it and make it great." No, each one had their own blessing and their own investment to take care of, okay? Verse 25, "I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant, if you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from the servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So see how important this is? When God gives you something, it is your responsibility to take care of it. Now imagine that you have children, okay? And imagine you don't treat your children right. If you do not take that responsibility and bless and take care of what God has given you, then those children will be taken away. And somebody else will raise them. But that's not their responsibility. It's your responsibility, right? It would be wrong for Michael and I to not raise Mandy how God has given her to us, how God has blessed her with us. It would be wrong for us to neglect her. It would be wrong for us to not take care of her as parents. If we did, our child would be taken away and somebody else would raise her. That is not God's will, right? It is the same thing with everything in your life. God has blessed you, whether it be with a family, whether it be with a job or responsibilities in life, whether it be your calling. You know, a lot of Christians, it says in God's word that the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance, right? If you neglect the calling that God has on your life, if you say, "Well, on my own," and it's true, on your own, you can't do anything. If you stop acknowledging that Jesus is your power and your might, and you think, "Well, I'm just not qualified to do what God's called me to do. I'm just not enough, so I might as well not even do it." And Jesus is like, "Yes, you're not enough, but I with you to the power of me, us to the power of Jesus is unlimited, right? That's what we have to remember, okay? So back to the parable of the sower. So Jesus mentions that the harvest can bring about 30, 60, or 100-fold when it is sown on good ground, okay? It is through the power of the Holy Spirit working in a person's heart that that soil becomes softened and usable, okay? So don't try to force God's word into someone's heart. Remember that it is the Holy Spirit who makes that heart open to the word of God. Amen? Most of us limit what Jesus can do on this earth because we lack faith that we can do those things. We can only go as far as God has anointed and called us to go. But we limit God's power in our lives because of unbelief that God could or would use us, or if we are even usable. The distractions of this life tend to make us focus on only ourselves, making us just one, that it's all about me. This doesn't mean that God doesn't care about us. It means we're meant to love God and love people. Amen? We are never meant to do this Christian walk alone. We are never meant to just be here by ourselves, just trying to trudge through life. That is not who God called us to be. Amen? Don't fall into the pit of despair. God created each of us with a unique design. Amen? We can all limit God's power at work in our lives when we only see what we can do. But when we open our hearts to the possibilities of what God can do, it is life-changing. And do some of you feel like you need your life to change? Sometimes it feels like there's just things that are going on that you just want your life to change. Amen? I have heard over and over and over, and I've heard several ministers talk about this, that God is doing something incredible in the lives of our children. Amen? This next generation isn't going to just sit quietly back and conform to the things and the lies of this world. This next generation is going to be greater than that. They're going to be known as world changers. Amen? Those are our children. Let's start preparing them now, training them up in the Word, praying for them, being godly examples, showing them the power of God's love, not only in our own lives, but toward each other and toward them. Let's multiply spiritual gifts, fruits of the Spirit, miracles, signs, and wonders, all by saying yes to Jesus, by saying that it is not just me. It is not just me. I am not alone. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It is me to the power of Jesus. When you recognize that you are not alone, when you recognize that Jesus is actually for you, that he actually cares about you, when you recognize that he has a special purpose that is unique to you as an individual, it will change your life. There is nothing greater than having the Holy Spirit inside of you. When the Holy Spirit is inside of you, there is wisdom that is incredible. You know, it says in the Bible that God takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. It means God can take somebody like Peter, who was just a fisherman, nothing more than that. He was just a fisherman, and God made him the leader of the church, of the first church. Can you imagine? That means God doesn't care whether you are in a little position or a big position. God doesn't care if you are from a country where it's a third world country and there's nothing there. God doesn't care if you're in the greatest country where they have everything. God doesn't care. God only wants to use you if you say yes to him. If you say yes to him, not only will your life be changed, but it will multiply. Your children will be changed. Your grandchildren will be changed. It will go on for generations. Amen. Just say yes to him. All right? That is all I have today. I'm keeping it kind of short. I want to encourage you. This is not just like you say yes and that's in. That's the end. And you just go about your daily life. You just say, okay, God, Jesus, I received you. You're my savior. Now I'm just going to go live my life. That is not how it is. When the Holy Spirit comes inside of you, you are always in communication with him. You are always in communication with everything that he wants you to do. It's not just like, I heard this thing the other day. I thought it was really neat. You know, it's not like you just make a phone call and you hang up. When you talk to the Holy Spirit, it's like you're on a walkie-talkie. You know, like we at work, we have to wear these walkie-talkies all the time. And we're in constant communication with each other. So if something happens, the line of communication is always on. Amen. That's how it is with the Holy Spirit. You can go about your daily life. You can go to work. You can raise your family. But when you're in contact with the Holy Spirit, it is not just a normal life. It is an awesome, incredible life. There is joy that is unspeakable that is inside of you just waiting to come out. There is healing and forgiveness that is there to heal the parts of your heart that nobody else can. Amen. Just listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. So you can go ahead and stand and we'll pray. And I want to encourage you. You know, God put us together as a family, as a body of Christ, so that we would be one in Him. Amen. We need to be there for each other, right? When I need prayer, I ask. When you guys need prayer, I encourage you to ask, okay? Don't try to live this life on your own. It's just not worth it. Amen. If you're just by yourself, it is rough. It is hard. But when you have Jesus, you have the body of Christ that comes with Jesus. It is incredible. Amen. So I want to encourage you, if you need prayer for anything, always come and we will pray for you. Amen. All right. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word today, Lord. We thank you, God, that you are in us and you are with us, that you never leave us and you never forsake us. God, if there is anyone in here, Lord, who doesn't know you, Holy Spirit, I ask that you would open their hearts to you, Jesus. Jesus, we surrender to you today. Have your way. Show us exactly what you want us to do for the future. In Jesus' name, prepare us, God. We thank you for the blessing of families and friends to be in this body. We just thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, God, that you are healing and making new relationships that need to be made new. God, we just trust in you today. We thank you that this week our lives bring you glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.